skill. Kathy Geary, welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to be having a live performance here in the studio with Lewis West. And we'll also be doing a short tribute to Christine McVie. I'm really excited for you to hear the music from Lewis West in a live performance this afternoon right here on Now and Then. But before I introduce Lewis, I wanted to take a few minutes to do a tribute to Christine McVie, who passed away on Wednesday, November the 30th, 2022, at 79 years old. What a life. What a story. In the 60s, over in England where she was born, she was singing and playing keyboards with various different blues bands there in the 60s. And in 1968, she married the man named John McVie, who had been a blues breaker with John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, and he left that band. And Mick Fleetwood and John McVie started Fleetwood Mac. They named Fleetwood Mac as a combination of their two last names, Mick Fleetwood and John McVie, so Fleetwood Mac. Now, she married John McVie in 1968, and she was really familiar with all of the Fleetwood Mac songs. At that time, Peter Green was their lead guitar player. So Peter Green leaves the band, and Fleetwood Mac is going to go out on a tour, but they're really kind of nervous. But you know what? Christine McVie knew all the songs. So she goes on tour with them, and she actually starts playing. She's not a member of the band, but she's singing backup vocals, and she's playing keyboards. And so they recorded the fourth album that Fleetwood Mac did is an album called Kiln House. And that was when I first discovered them. They released that album in 1968. And it was pretty much of a guy band. It was all these guys. And Danny Kirwan was a member of the band at that time. And if you've ever heard Now and Then, every single time you've heard my show, you've heard a song by Danny Kirwan, because he's the composer of the theme song for Now and Then from the album Kiln House. It's called Earl Grey, and it's an instrumental piece. And that's how I discovered Fleetwood Mac. And I love that album. And it's all guys. But there's Christine McVie. She did the cover art. It's like a double album, and it opens up. And there's this line, pen and ink drawing for the whole cover. And it's so beautiful. And it's by Christine McVie. And lo and behold, unknown to me at the time, she's actually playing keyboards on the whole album and doing backup vocals. But she's still not considered officially a member of the band. She didn't write any of those songs. It was in the next album in 1970 that she became an official member of the band and started contributing songs as one of the most important songwriters ever for Fleetwood Mac. So the album was called Future Games. Now they're still in England, and it's Danny Kirwan and John McVie and Mick Fleetwood. And they do an album called Bear Trees. And they do an album called Mystery to Me. And on those albums in England, before they moved to Los Angeles, before Stevie Nicks joined the band, half of the songs on those albums are all written by Christine McVie. So I wanted to play one of her early recordings. That song is called Spare Me a Little. Spare Me a Little Bit of Your Love. God, I love this song. And it is from the Bare Trees album. This is early Fleetwood Mac. This was released in 1972. This is by Christine McVie, playing keyboards and singing lead vocals. Well, 1972, Fleetwood Mac. The song is called Spare Me a Little Bit, written by Christine McVie. And, you know, you can already hear what I think of as the golden age of Fleetwood Mac. You can already hear that sound coming together. But, and the sound of Danny Kirwan's lead guitar. I love really early Fleetwood Mac. So they were very, you know, it's complicated relationships in that band. When you think about group dynamics in a band, there's nothing more mysterious than what has been going on inside of Fleetwood Mac all these years. And the thing that is astounding for me is that Christine McVie always has the most positive love songs. Spare Me a Little Bit of Your Love. All of her songs, they're very uplifting, and it seems like they lift the person that she's singing about up onto some kind of a beautiful pedestal. So You know a lot of stories about Fleetwood Mac, I'm sure. So, you know, the thing that's fascinating for me, this is, you know, just a little bit of rock and roll trivia, is that in 1968, when Christine McVie, Christine Perfect was her name, she married John McVie, and they had a big wedding, and Peter Mann is the Peter Green is the best man. And that same year, Mick Fleetwood also got married. He married Jenny Boyd, who is Patty Boyd's sister, who was George Harrison's wife. So all of a sudden, Mick Fleetwood and George Harrison are brother-in-laws. And so, you know, they're part of the rock and roll royalty. And Fleetwood Mac is starting to really get some traction. And they decide to move to Los Angeles in 1974. And when they move out to Los Angeles, John McVie and Christine McVie, they're still married and they go together. But Mick Fleetwood is desperately looking for a guitar player because Danny Kirwin has left the band. That happens quite a bit with them. They are always looking for lead guitar players. So he heard Lindsey Buckingham, and he says, "Lindsey, we want you in the band." And he says, "Not unless you let my girlfriend Stevie join with me." So from that time forward, that's the formation of the really internationally famous Fleetwood Mac, and their, you know, chart-topping, internationally famous music. Christine McVie wrote like a third or almost half of all the songs that Fleetwood Mac recorded. Lindsey Buckingham, they were all amazing songwriters. So her marriage to John McVie was falling apart a little bit. They eventually got divorced, but she started to have an affair with a lighting engineer, and she wrote a song for him called "You Make Love and Fun." And it's from the Rumors album in 1977, when these guys are at the peak. And the thing that also just amazes me about this band is that for me personally, writing a song about somebody that I'm in love with or involved with and then playing that song for them is not easy. And writing a song about the guy that you're having an affair with when your husband is playing the bass on the song, and how Stevie Nicks, just the whole thing. You know, Lindsey, Stevie, the whole thing is crazy. But the musical marriage that these people had was astounding. And so I want to play another song from Fleetwood Mac. And they've already moved to Los Angeles. And this is the Rumors album. And the song is called "You Make Love and Fun." And once again, this is Christine McVie. This is who she is. It's so uplifting. It's so infectious. What an amazing woman. What a fabulous songwriter. This is "You Make Love and Fun." Thank you. Fleetwood Mac, Christine McVie, You Make Loving Fun from the 1977 Rumors album. So, you know, at the same album, the most famous song that Christine ever wrote is a song called Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. You know that song. I'm not going to play it for you. You've heard it a lot. You've already heard it a lot. The thing about that song is that that was Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie co-wrote that song, and they share the vocals. Now, that's one of the interior collaborations that goes on inside of Fleetwood Mac. John McVie and Mick Fleetwood founded the band, and they are the only two people that have been in the band from the very beginning until they stopped playing together. So there's, you know, a lot of changes going on. And Christine got a phobia about flying, and she stopped going on tour. And in 1990, she bought a house in England. And she leaves the band and goes on hiatus in 1999 through like 1940. She's retired. She's not playing. She doesn't want anybody. Leave me alone. I'm at my house. But she's writing songs. And she starts playing these songs like in 2015. And so they're all together. It's Mick Fleetwood, Lindsey Buckingham, Christine McVie, and John McVie. It's the band, but without Stevie Nicks. And Stevie didn't want any part of it. So in 2017, there's an album released. It's not called Fleetwood Mac, but it's Fleetwood Mac, but it's not called Fleetwood Mac because Stevie Nicks is not there. It's called Buckingham McVie. And this is Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. And these are the last things that she released as a studio recording. And there's two songs on there. And they are both perfect examples of her optimism about love. And this, we're going to start with the song I Feel About You, How I Feel About You. Then the last song we're going to hear is Too Far Gone. And it is just like one of these, let's get it on. Oh my God, wait till you hear. There is a drum solo that Mick Fleetwood does in Too Far Gone like nothing he has ever done before. So from Buckingham McVie in 2017, the song is called Feel About You. Look at me the way you shouldn't do. Oh, man. Did you hear that drum solo from Mick Fleetwood? Oh, man. That song is called Too Far Gone, and that's just a taste of the music that Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie recorded in 2017. Goodbye, Christine. Rest in peace, and thank you for all of the joy that you brought to this world in your life. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, like I said at the top of the hour, I've got a live musician on the hook here, right here in the studio. We're about to hear a live performance from Lewis West. Now, before I let Lewis have the microphone, I just want to give you just a touch of a background. You know, I've been so intrigued by the richness of the cultural community that we have here, not just in music, but in theater and all the art galleries and the vintage clothing stores. And it's just an amazing place to live. And one of the most important things for me is the musical community that I've found. Now, I met Lewis West initially through playing and singing. He produces a series of concerts in Honesdale at a place called Creative Compound. And he is also involved doing sound engineering at a place in Calicoon called Rafter's Tavern. And I always thought of him as kind of a sound engineer. And then I heard him play. And then I understood that I was in the presence of an incredibly gifted singer-songwriter who has an extensive catalog of music. This man has an extraordinary number of original songs. And he's also really good at delivering cover songs. He can make a song. He can take Tom Petty and make it sound like he wrote it. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Lewis West.
Thank you, Kathy. It's lovely to be here with you today.
Isn't he polite? He's so polite. So, Lewis, how did you become a songwriter? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Well, to be completely honest, I was involved in music and church choirs and stuff as a kid, so I had, you know, a basic relationship with music. But I think it wasn't until I was 18 and I used my first tax return from a job to buy my first guitar. And I bought it because up until that point, I had done nothing but writing poetry. I had self-published 2 poetry books in my teen years, in my early 20s. And I realized that poetry wasn't necessarily accessible to people in this day and age, and that the way to reach people with words is by adding music to them. So then I taught myself how to play, and it's been a journey, 18, 19 years since then.
You know, I'm curious, was there any music in your household? Was there a musician? You didn't grow up hearing people play music at home, did you? That's kind of unusual. Most musicians I know, you know, it's because they grew up in a musical home. One thing that you said that really strikes a chord with me is that Leonard Cohen came to the same conclusions. You know, he was a very prolific writer, and he started out as a novelist, and he had released 3 novels before he came to Greenwich Village, and he decided that maybe the best way for people to hear his poetry was to sing. So you're in good company that way. You're in very good company that way. What do you like to write songs about? What inspires you?
Well, it's definitely shifted as time has gone on, and I've continued to grow older and have more and more experiences. But I mean, I write whatever my experience is, you know. Oh, so if I'm observing the world and how people treat each other, or the the ecological issues that we have with the world, or whether it's just my own personal experience in love and growing as an individual, and also my exploration into different spiritual paths. I mean, all of it finds its way into my music, because that's how I process my experience, really.
Well, I can't wait to hear you. So I'm going to ask Lewis to pick his guitar up and to entertain us and enlighten us with one of his original songs. Now, like I said, he does a million covers, but I really wanted him to focus on his original songs today. So he'll be starting with a song. What's the name of this song?
This song is called The Devil Wears the Best Disguise.
The Devil Wears the Best Disguise. This is Lewis West live.
Thank you.
is a virus spreading like a wildfire. It makes our antipathy grow, and on our faces it does show. There is a virus spreading, oh, like a wildfire. How could we ever stand as free, attached to all these screens? How is change not worth the chance when you're looking at the circumstance? Dear God, please open up these eyes. Do not be deceived by all the lies. Devil wears the best in disguise. There is a virus spreading like a wildfire. We've honored nothing but ourselves, turning a blind eye to all else. There is a virus spreading, or like a wildfire. If it is not within our sight, we don't stand up for human rights. How is change not worth the chance when you're looking at the circumstance? Dear God, please open up these eyes. Do not be deceived by all the lies. Devil wears the best disguise. There is a virus spreading like a wildfire. How could America be great when we don't ever contemplate? There is a virus spreading, or like a wildfire. What will it take for us to see that we are democracy? How is change not worth the chance when you're looking at the circumstance? Dear God, please open up these eyes. Do not be deceived by all the lies. The devil wears the best disguise. There is a virus spreading. There is a virus spreading. There is a virus spreading. There is a virus spreading.
Thank you so much. That haunting song In a live performance here on Now and Then, Lewis West, "There Is a Virus Spreading, The Devil Wears the Best Disguise." What a serious song, and delivered with such passion without being over-emotional. Yeah, there's a real depth of content there. So, wow, Lewis, so there's a magical sound there. You know, that is a 12-string guitar, and the way that you play it. How did you write that song? How did it take you? Did you write the lyrics and then come up with a guitar part? It's just haunting. It's very beautiful.
I actually wrote that song over 10 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. I was living in Arizona at the time. And, you know, I came back around to that song after the election in 2016.
Oh.
And I was reminded of the words that I wrote. How can America be great when we don't ever contemplate it? And I was blown away.
You really nailed it. It sounded so contemporary. It sounded, well, you know, you have different types of songs that you write. Now that's a very, you know, that's the kind of song you need to listen to more than once. And as you hear it, the meaning kind of settles on you and changes a little bit over time. It's a very deep song. And it's a very philosophical song and a social commentary. I'm just curious, what else did you want to sing for us today?
Well, the next song I'm going to sing is called The Meal. And it is not a socio-political commentary of any sort. It's a love song of sorts, but it's sort of a melancholic, perfect for a day like today where it's rainy, fall, kind of.
It's a haunting love song?
It's not haunting. I could do haunting. I wasn't planning to haunt today.
Well, I don't know what I mean when I say haunting. There's something about the ringing sound of the guitar, those 12 strings. It gets a loopy sort of trance-like effect, which to me is haunting. So now I'm very curious. The way we're set up today is Lewis has actually got to walk around here to talk to me, and he's going to walk over there right now and go pick up his guitar and play us another song. This song is called The Meal. And as he said, I don't know, it's some kind of love song. So let's listen to it and then see what you think. All right, this is Lewis West live in the studio with his original song, The Meal.
Table's been set, the meal has been made. Took the time to put out the knife's plates. But where were you? You're nowhere to be seen. I invited you to my world, but you preferred to be a dream. Well, I'm not waiting around for you to change your mind. The food is good, and so is the wine. I'm digging in to the feast I have prepared. I won't suffer a tepid meal because you were not there. Backs to love. When in the end, that's all that is. God bless. Wash up my nice plates, put the leftovers away. Food is for tomorrow, the plates another day. It's not a waste. I enjoyed it through and through. But it would have been better if it had been with you. Now I lay me down to sleep, bed to myself, nice clean sheets, and I remember it was all for me as much as you. Warmth of the love I made won't be cold and blue. Why do we turn our backs to love? All that is, we choose the stress, we choose the pain, we choose distraction. We choose the stress, we choose the pain, we choose distraction. Stand up, bliss.
That was Lewis West singing us a love song, but I want to note that it was a kind of a philosophically based love song called The Meal. Yeah, so, yeah, if music be the food of love, play on. So I'm going to ask Lewis to just go right into another song for us here. It's so beautiful sounding. It's really fine to hear you. And, you know, Lewis is very active in our area. He's going to talk about that a little bit before he says goodbye to us today. But right now we're going to hear another song. What's the name of this song?
This one's called Love Fool.
Love Fool. Does that ring a bell with anybody? All right, live here on Now and Then. This is Lewis West with his original song, Love Fool.
Believe in love after all that I have seen. Grounded deep connection that makes life feel like a dream. Slow burn that sustains us, yeah. You know what I mean. Here I'm trying to explain it like the love fool that I am. communication. Love go hand in hand. And I'm gonna keep on trying, yeah. Do you understand? If you can't find surrender in the love that you have found, you're never going to ever get that ship up off the ground. Together we can do it, yeah. Make our hearts resound. So complex yet so simple. To feel the love in your soul, in your heart and mind and body, yeah. As an integrated whole. And unless you never love him, yeah, you'll be left out in the cold. Just let love come and change you to become the fullness that you are. You're more than all your failures. You are a shining star. And if you're not there right now, yeah, just leave that door ajar. That's why I still believe in love. After all that I have seen, a grounded deep connection that makes life feel like a dream. A slow burn that sustains us, yeah. You know what I mean.
Oh yeah, it's love that sustains us. All right, that's Lewis West, Love Fool. And apparently, he's gone for it, hook, line, and sinker. That's such a positive song. I love the direction of that song. I'm Kathy Geary, and you're listening to Now and Then. And on today's program, Lewis West is here, right here live in the studio with us. Now, if you're intrigued about this man and his music, he's going to tell you a little bit about who he is and how you might actually be able to see him perform live yourself.
Yeah, so I have a number of live shows coming up. I'm actually playing at Rafter's Tavern in Calicoon this evening from 7 to 9.
Yay!
Happy to be involved at Rafter's in all of the ways that I am, and happy to have...
See, he's having a very busy day, you see.
It's a very busy day. Yeah, I know I was at the Creative Compound this morning running sound for our brunch series that occurs every Saturday and Sunday.
Where is the Creative Compound?
The Creative Compound is right on Main Street in Honesdale. It's 630 Main Street, and we have a number of music opportunities that are available there. We do a brunch series on Saturdays and Sundays. It goes from 10:30 to 12:30. On Monday nights, we have an open mic there that goes from 6 to 9, which is a lovely experience and a lovely community of people. And then we also have some evening shows that occur on Fridays and Saturdays. You'd have to check the schedule to see what's coming up for that. But I do the coordination for all of these music offerings at the Creative Compound, and it's something that's very special to me. Community has always been very important, and building community around the things that are important to me, you know, it just gives it that much more power.
You know, he calls that he coordinates. No. He's producing these shows. That's how I look at it. And I think it implies a lot more influence over what happens. And Creative Compound is a very entertaining space. So once again, you were telling us you're playing tonight.
Yeah, tonight at Rafter's Tavern in Calicoon from 7 to 9. I'll be playing some of these songs and also some other songs. I'll be rolling a bit more of my covers that I do a real interesting take on almost every cover that I do.
I agree.
I do my best to not just regurgitate, you know, because we live in an age where if you want to hear Bob Dylan play something, you can find it in 5 seconds on your phone. So why would I try and imitate Bob Dylan? That just doesn't make any sense.
You know, a lot of people need to hear that message, Lewis. So if somebody wanted to find you online, and you also have recorded and have formed a band under a different name, tell us about Organics.
Well, so if you want to find me on the internet, I have all of my upcoming shows are listed. There's some songs you can listen to and that sort of thing. The website is organicsforpeace.com. That's peace like, you know, P-E-A-C-E, peace, as opposed to a different type of peace. And it's, yeah, so that's... That's a callback to a lot of the farming work that I've done while I was traveling around the United States, having these experiences to write these music. Mm. So the Organics for Peace is it's me with anybody else that I'm playing with. So it's an organic lineup of musicians.
Oh, you know, I never realized that was the take. So yeah, organicsforpeace.com.
Correct.
All right. And didn't you mention something tomorrow too?
Right. So I'm actually also playing at the Calicoon Farmers Market tomorrow morning. That is from 11 until 2, I believe is the time frame for that. It's a wonderful experience to be able to bring music that's appropriate to a farmer's market after having sat at so many farmer's markets. I feel like I kind of, you know what I would have wanted to hear. So I try and provide that.
Is that outside or have they gone inside?
They have gone inside.
Yeah,
yes.
Thank God.
They're at the youth center now.
All right. So I hope you got that information because we're going to ask Lewis to play one more song for us. You know, I hope you're enjoying this performance because it's really special to have the eloquence of this man's writing is really quite something. You know, when you hear a song the first time, it's hard to pick up on it. So listen closely to these lyrics. And I'd like to introduce Lewis West. What's the last song you're playing for us?
This last song is called Come Back Home to You.
Come Back Home to You. This is Lewis West.
Many hours spent wishing for the simpler time before you complicated your own life. You are the architect of your own destiny. Why are you building your own misery? So come. Never ending when we seek outside the self. So come back home to you. In order to move forward, something must be left behind. Not objects carried with you, there's something in your mind. Attachments to form forgotten dreams of lives you wish that you had chose. Yet in nothingness is everything, so you lived all of those. So come. retreat until you find your inner truth. The search is never ending when we seek outside the self. So come back home. To you. Pieces, an alternate stream. We phase in, phase out. Consciousness is just one big dream. We don't know what it's about. The silence is soothing when it resounds within. But while in stillness, we end where we begin. So come back home to you. Search is never ending when we seek outside the self. So come back home to you. To
was so beautiful, Lewis. That was so beautiful. That's such a melancholy. It makes me feel very tender. Gives me a lot of emotion. When I hear a singer, that's what I want. I want to hear. I want to make me feel something. And I hope that made you feel what I felt. Beautifully sung. Thank you so much, Lewis, for being here today.
Oh, it's been an absolute joy, Kathy. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, you know, just about Radio Catskill, I mean, public radio. I mean, the idea that I can wake up on a Saturday morning and I can invite a friend of mine and that, you know, he can bring this music to you live here on the radio without any kind of corporate or commercial overseer, and that he can sing the songs from his heart that say the things that he needs to say, and he says it so beautifully. So this is one of the most delightful things for me about having this program. You know, I've learned so much about music and the musicians that I've loved, but it's also given me an incredible chance to delve deeper into the friends that I have and the musicians that we are so fortunate to have here in our area. So, Lewis West, I know that he's constantly writing songs, and I hope that if you do release something in the near future, that you let us all know.
Oh, there's a big project in the works. It's going to be my, it's my winter project, and I'm just going to leave it at that.
All right, so he's going to be hermiting this winter when he's not busy producing his various shows and doing all kinds of sound engineering for all of us musicians in our community. I look forward to hearing that, and thank you again.
Absolutely, Kathy.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. How could you not? We're so fortunate here at Radio Catskill. I'm Kathy Geary. You've been listening to Now and Then. On today's program, we had a tribute to Christine McVie, and we also were treated to a live studio performance by Lewis West. I hope you enjoyed the music on today's program. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. And once again, thank you so much for listening.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from listeners like you and from the Calicoon Marketplace on Main Street, home to Woolworth Yarn, the Calicoon Pantry, Lit Home and Book, Early Bird Cookery, The Herbal Scoop, Channery Hill Farm, and Grizzly Bagels. And from The Vintage House, Jeffersonville, a two-story home built in the 1840s, filled with antiques, collectibles, furnishings, clothing, and records. On Facebook, Instagram, and the web at Vintage House Jayville.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello.
On air at 90.5 FM.
WJFFradio.org.
Listen to us on your smartphone. Download the WJFF app.
Listen to us on your smart speaker.
Just ask your smart speaker to play WJFF Radio Catskill.
Like us on Facebook.
And follow us on Instagram.
Radio Catskill. Keeping you connected.